Pavabasterperk Gimel Mishnah Ches Ein Oisin Chalal Tachas Rishis Aram. One cannot make a cavity underneath Rishis Aram because you may cause somebody to get hurt. And this Rav says is even if a person accepts upon himself that he's going to hereby pay anybody that gets injured from this pit or cavity underneath Rishis Aram, because nobody wants to deal with the logistics of going to Beis Din and all that stuff to get their money back. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cause somebody damage even if you intend to pay them. Now, in the previous Mishnayos, the only one of these that was covered was Ma'aros, but these are all types of cavities that you would want to build in Rishis Rabim, and obviously they're all covered. If they're uncovered, that's obvious. So these are obviously all covered, and that's where the Chiddush is. There are different types, different shapes of these holes, but it's the same halacha by all of them. Rabbi Eliezer matir kidei shetei agolam halachas utu'un avonim. Rabbi Eliezer is matir if the covering to any of these cavities is strong enough to withstand a wagon carrying stones. Even though in the future, over time, the cover is going to break, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we concern ourselves with the structure's strength right now, and we don't have to be worried for something that's going to happen in the future. And obviously, according to the Tanna Kamma, Tosfos brings the Gemara, and the Rashbam says this, that the Tanna Kamma obviously is concerned about issues that may happen in the future, and because of that, they assert it, even if it was strong enough to withstand right now an agola with avonim on top. One cannot carry out or have protrude from his wall or his house zizin. Zizin are like thicker sticks. We call them planks. Think of something like a 2x4. Gzustaros, those are beams. Those are building beams. Rishis Rabim, you can't stick them out into Rishis Rabim because people may walk into them and get hurt. Ela imratza, karnis lesoch shalo umotzi. But if you want to have these things sticking out, let's say you want to hang things on them or whatever you wanted to do, you can bring whatever edifice, whatever wall they're stuck on, where they're sticking out, you can bring that into your own rishus far enough that whatever it's sticking out is not hovering over Rishis Rabim. And Taisyantiv explains that even though when pressed, some people they'll inevitably push into other people's chatzers and they might end up walking into these sticks and beams, nevertheless, that's on them. It's in your own rishus. If they're so concerned, they should put up their own fence. Loka chotzer uva zizin ugizustaros, harezo b'cheskos. If one buys a chotzer, and the chotzer has these zizin and gizustaros that are sticking into what may be rishus harabim, in other words, we're not sure whether they are sticking unlawfully, where the sticks are hovering into Rishus Rabim, or we're not sure if the previous owner brought them into his Rishus. Harezo b'cheskasa. The chazaka, since they were like this, based in tainus for them, and you're allowed to keep it as is. There's a chazaka that the way it was is the way that it should be, and it wasn't taken down. And since you don't know everything that happened with the seller, based in tainus for you, and we assume, therefore, that the original owner brought it in, and therefore the gzistaros and the zizin are hovering over your rishus, not into Rishus Rabim.